How's it going, everybody? Matt.
Ryan, welcome back.
We are here. This is the second episode of our podcast. And as you can tell, it sounds a little bit better
than the first time.
It's gonna be a lot more. It's gonna be louder in your headphones or your speakers.
I'm gonna just start screaming eventually.
Yeah, we have some new equipment in the podcasting studio, and it looks like it's gonna be wonderful for us. So we're gonna go with that.
And welcome to episode 2. This episode is also sponsored by Oxygen. Live it, breathe it. You need it. And just to let everyone know, we are watching Monday Night Raw in the background, so whatever topics we come up with for tonight, we might mix in some wrestling talk as well.
We figured we wanted to do a podcast. We're going to watch Raw anyway. Kill two birds with one stone.
Which is just a homicidal thing to say, if you think about it.
Yep. I mean, it's not good, killing two birds with one stone.
No. Like, you have a stone, you're killing one bird, and then you're just seeking out another bird.
I'm going to call bullshit on that as well. It's hard enough to kill one bird with one stone. I don't think you're going to kill two birds with one stone.
Your reflexes must be unreal if you can do that.
Yeah. We got Hulk Hogan on the podcast right now.
I love how he's one of the only people who can get away with wearing sunglasses indoors.
Yeah, all the time.
I think it's an asshole move, but are we going to tell you really going to tell Hulk Hogan he can't wear sunglasses inside?
I don't think I've ever seen him without sunglasses, actually.
I wonder if he might not have eyes. Just, he lost them years ago.
He might be blind. He might be just blind.
Speaking of blind, I have to say something about what I saw yesterday at the liquor store.
Indulge me. Indulge the podcast.
Listen. So I went to the liquor store yesterday. We had a little Secret Santa type thing going on. So went to get some beers. And I saw a guy, a blind guy, sunglasses, walking stick, the whole shebang. Walks into the liquor store, no help, no one's helping him, goes to the Budweiser cooler, gets a 12 of Budweiser, pays, and leaves. How does he know that's the beer he wants? No one helped him. No one from the liquor store, no friends.
That story is remarkable on its own. How did he pay?
Debit card.
Okay. I was going to say, because if you're pulling cash
and gives her 100 cash. Oh, yeah, it's 10.
Well, you're an asshole if you don't pay the correct change to a blind person. That's a whole different thing. And around Christmas? But anyway.
It could happen, though.
But imagine, like how can that guy possibly, if he has, like, fives? Well, he must always have to use a debit card, right? To make things, like, legit?
You have to.
I mean, even then, like, it's crazy.
What people overcharge? I would be the most paranoid blind person. I would think that people are overcharging me all the time.
Yeah, I would never leave my house.
No. No?
I'd never leave my house.
Jeez. I mean, I understand, like, you want to go out and breathe air and stuff, but in all honesty, I mean, what's the point? You can't say anything.
And I feel like people are going to be pulling the wool over my eyes everywhere I go.
Man, oh, you're at the Grand Canyon. You're just, like, in the backyard.
Hey, at that point, you can make a pretty easy bucket list if you're blind.
Yeah.
And just like, yeah, you know, I've
I went there. Yeah.
I felt the wind on my face at the Grand Canyon. It was really just a fan that my great opportunity was blowing in my face.
Hey, imagine. That's mean. That's meaner than overcharging.
Yeah, that's pretty mean. You know what? I was going to say, how can they have Hogan host Raw and not have the host of Monday Night Raw come out? And so John Cena is
the actual host.
Of course, John Cena will be come out in the ring. Because God forbid that Hulk Hogan has the ring to himself. Actually, you know what? That's probably a good move on WWE's part, though.
He's going to start mispronouncing things.
You can't say the wrong city. Yep. Swear.
Swear.
You can't really have Hogan out there by himself for too long. Look at WrestleMania. He was out there for WrestleMania, and then Steve Austin came out, and The Rock came out. I really hope Lesnar's on tonight.
I think he's going to be on most of them going into the Royal Rumble.
Good.
Like, that's why they had so many.
Champion on Raw. What is going on? Yeah. They don't have the champion on week to week.
I didn't mind it at first, but now it's like, you know, you're getting into WrestleMania season. Well,
the storyline's lacking. The storyline with the heavyweight championship is lacking severely without your champion. That was until this happened. Take you back to Raw. He's an absolute animal.
Yeah.
Brock Lesnar is just an animal. I wouldn't want a German suplex by Brock Lesnar.
Nope,
to me.
Absolutely not. I wouldn't want to do anything. He just, like, Cena's what, 240? He's just throwing him around. Imagine what he could do to me.
Oh, yeah.
He could throw me over the cage.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. In a second.
He's one of the last ones who make it look like real. I mean, obviously it's fake, but just the way he presents himself and fights, like, no, there's nobody like him.
No. Nope.
It's amazing how successful he was in UFC, too. Like, to just transition like that? I know he was a wrestler in college, but
He's just an animal. He's just an overall animal. He's just going to do what he wants. He's always the biggest guy.
He really is. I watched the Paul Heyman documentary. And if, for those of you who have the WWE Network, it is now in the vault section, I think. It's wherever they have all the DVDs. Well worth the 2 hours. Just an awesome, awesome documentary
on
Heyman.
I haven't watched a good WWE documentary in a while.
Go on the network. They update them every day.
I got to go on there. I got to get watching. Got to catch up. After something like that, normal people would run down here and tell you that that wasn't fair and you should reverse that decision. Yeah. I think they need the authority back.
Yeah. I don't know. John Cena starting every Raw is just getting...
Oh, it's getting...
Tired.
Yeah, it's getting very old. When you have no villains... Yeah, when you have no villains to go against, what are you going... Like, Steph and Triple H was, like, awesome. Having them come out, they were awesome. They were fantastic.
And honestly, that's how the baby faces, like, make sense, and they play off good villains. If you don't have a villain, then they just... They're going around aimlessly in feuds.
Exactly. It'll never be, like, Stone Cold versus McMahon.
No.
Like that. But it was good. It was good. And you need the villain out there, or else you have, like, you have nothing. You have, it's a lot of this. It's a lot of nothing. Like, it's filler when it could be actually good and compelling stuff. How many Christmas puns are made tonight on Raw?
Honestly, Vince is still like a 10-year-old at heart.
Yeah.
He loves all those stupid fart jokes and all, like, the Christmas puns. Like John Cena just said, I'm going to fight everyone in a partridge in a pear tree.
Good.
I mean, what the hell does that mean? Seth Rollins. I think I'm going to start wearing that outfit. Seth Rollins' outfit?
The vest, just everywhere?
Yeah, to work.
I'm going to start wetting my hair. Like, and just have it constantly be wet. Just all the time have it be wet.
It must drip all over stuff.
Oh, yeah, look. It's like dripping all over. And you know what? I guess it is water, but it's got to be some kind of oil, too, right?
Yeah.
It has to be. You can't, like, because it doesn't stay, you can't, with water, it doesn't stay wet for that long.
No.
It'll dry out. And they wrestle matches, and it's still wet.
Yeah.
I mean, there's sweat also, but, I mean, like, what about Triple H used to do with his hair?
Yeah.
That was oil, because it never dried out.
No. Not even if you fought a half-hour match.
It was still, like, perfectly shiny and dripping. I'd say that's like a disadvantage if you have oil, or not a disadvantage, but like a safety hazard.
I feel like that would then, because you can't have your hands being slippery and stuff.
Imagine you want to do a suplex to the guy, or like a pile driver, and he slips. That's it. Oh,
his neck.
This is real. This is real, everybody.
What do you think about Jamie Noble and Joey Mercury, J&J Security?
I was just thinking that. I have zero opinion. They couldn't be any more, I don't care, like, two guys ever. Like, it was cool. It's like, oh, Jamie Noble's still alive after Sheamus destroyed him in his debut.
Yep.
It's good to see that. Don't really care about Mercury.
No.
I don't know. I think they could have maybe got two other guys that maybe we want to see out there. I personally, I don't even know if he's still with WWE anymore. Yoshitatsu, get him out there.
He actually just broke his neck.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's terrible.
You ever seen the Styles Clash?
No.
AJ Styles finisher?
Oh, yeah.
He didn't tuck his head. And, like, so instead of landing, like, on his face, he landed, like, on his neck.
Oh,
like, he's not paralyzed, but he has neck broken.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe not Yoshitatsu. What happened? So he was on TNA?
No. AJ Styles is in New Japan Pro Wrestling now.
Oh, I didn't know.
So, yeah. And actually,
so he's not wrestling on TNA anymore?
No.
Wow.
Imagine Yoshitatsu in a wheelchair. If we could have got somebody better.
We could have got somebody better. Does Matt not watch wrestling? Does he not know what's happening? He signed up to this big deal. He's going to be out for 2 years. He's in a wheelchair.
Can't talk.
He can't. He's not a very good security guard. I don't know. Get like two goons. Like,
yeah.
Get like, I don't know. Bring Virgil back out of retirement again.
Or Vader.
Or Vader.
Imagine Virgil and Vader, V&V security.
That's it. That would be amazing.
Vader's just extremely old.
That'd be amazing to get. Or get Hacksaw. Do you want to tell me that Hacksaw would deny a contract where he gets to be on Raw like 99% of the
and
time?
Just yell around.
Yeah.
Scream.
Just scream. And just be...
Hit people with 2x4s every now and again.
You crazy animal. Or Piper.
Yeah.
And I don't know what Piper's doing nowadays, but imagine getting
Piper. Tonight.
Yeah, they're doing
Piper's
Pit.
With Rusev.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome.
Yes,
that's
it is.
That's going to be pretty dope. But imagine having Piper be... Your security, your head of security.
A lunatic.
Yeah, a legitimate lunatic as your head of security. I like Seth Rollins.
I'm not 100% sold on him.
He's not a bad villain. He's not a bad heel. He's really not a bad heel. But I don't know. I just don't.
He needs to cut. He needs to like make his promos more succinct. He just repeats himself for 10 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
And he doesn't have like the I could probably listen to Wyatt talk for 10 minutes. A lot of his promos are becoming similar, but like he doesn't have a distinct style where he can just ramble. Like he just needs to get to the point.
Yep.
Because his wrestling is so amazing.
Yeah. Awesome. He's an amazing wrestler. He'll have some good feuds with people coming up in NXT. Yeah. There's a lot of guys that he could fit with in NXT. And a lot of guys that are like similar to him. I mean, he really just came up.
Yeah.
And so are these guys. Seth Rollins. New microphone marquees. Just noticed that. The triangle.
Oh, yeah.
Little thing. That's nice. It's a nice little touch, WWE.
Hey, the Christmas episode, they're pulling out all the stops.
That's it.
That's what I heard.
New microphone. Can we talk about how long Hogan was probably wearing that Santa costume today?
He's been wearing it since like 2 o'clock.
Vince McMahon probably sent it to his hotel like weeks ago. He was like, here's your, here's the suit you're going to be wearing. Just make sure you hold on to it. He probably had it on since then.
Yeah. Well, because he didn't want to lose it, so he's just that insane.
So he just puts
it doesn't look like it fits him very well.
It doesn't look like it fits him at all, actually. This is too long. This is too long.
Yeah.
This is too long. It's the back and forth and Cena on Hogan's side. We get it. All right. We get it. Ooh, scumbag. You know it was a bunch of fucking scumbags?
Who?
Everybody at Sony.
Yeah.
Everybody at fucking Sony. Negotiating with terrorists. This is America. We don't negotiate with terrorists. That was a bad precedent.
Horrible precedent.
Do you know like a lot about like the timeline of what's been going on with that?
A little bit. It was when they first hacked Sony, it was weird because I was reading today that when they first hacked Sony, it had nothing to do with the interview.
Well, I know that when they first hacked, they were releasing a lot of emails, a lot of personal emails, a lot of like.
And then the media came out with a report that like, could it be North Korea because Sony distributed the interview? And then only then did they start talking about the interview.
Yeah,
like who knows if that was even their goal? Like I don't even know if it was North Korea or not. I mean, who knows?
It apparently it's confirmed, but they were saying that the reason why, and this is like I've gotten some like info today from like my friend at work. He was saying that. The reason why they did the investigation, they think it's North Korea, is because they found hard evidence for IP addresses that, like, basically an IP address, for those of you who don't know, is like a serial number for your internet usage. So I have an IP address at my house, and if I go on anything and my IP address is linked to it, people can easily back search and see where it came from. Same thing with like North Korea and all over the world. There's IP addresses depending on what part of the world it's coming from. So apparently whoever the government person that was doing the research found the IP addresses that were like derived from North Korea. But first of all, if you hack into Sony, you're not that sloppy that you're leaving your IP addresses to be traced back.
No.
Unless two things. A, you wanted to be found out, which I don't think that's the case. And B, somebody's saying it's North Korea, so all this shit goes down.
Right.
So you
got they're dropping the hints.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you're like, well, like, someone wants to start shit. It's just like the thing, like, back in elementary school. It's all, oh, dude, he called you a bitch. And, like, you know, hey, that's North Korea said that. He called you a bitch.
Come on, what are you going to do? And I bet, like, they back down so fast, so
I
quickly.
Can't believe that. And that's the wrong precedent to set. And then the big thing was not only did they obliged and they canceled the interview, they pulled it. But after some theaters had backing out, but I understand theaters because you know it's a safety concern, I guess, like for their thing. It's their decision not to show a movie. It's not canceling the movie for people to see it. They can go somewhere else.
Yeah,
you know I mean, just because a place down the street doesn't sell this type of donut, I can go somewhere else. They're not keeping it from me.
Right. The movie theaters don't have that power.
No, they don't. It's the studio. Yeah, to negotiate with terrorists and say, you know, yeah, we're not going to put this out. And then the terrorists respond and say, that was a good choice. I mean, I don't know by, like, what the exact quote is, but, like, good choice on not releasing it.
Yeah, because it's like, now we won't do anything else. And it's like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, whenever the terrorists say good choice, you know you've made a terrible
decision. Yeah, you've lost. You've lost that point.
Yeah.
Then you have the issue with now, we gave an inch, and of course they're going to take a mile.
Exactly.
So now they're saying more is going to be released unless the ads, the billboards are taken down.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? This is the bag of tricks. This is the bag of tricks, the whatever you want to call it, that Sony opened.
Yeah.
Letting people now letting these like terrorist guys or whoever the organization is win, essentially. So now, I don't know if you know about the other group in this, Anonymous, like the biggest hacker organization. Yep. So they apparently have the movie. And they said they're going to release it on Christmas, whether Sony does it or not.
Good for them.
So, and that is good for them. And, like, it's tough to root for and against hackers.
Yeah, I usually don't support Anonymous, but, I mean, that movie should get out there.
It should come out. I think Sony, honestly, why didn't Sony release it on digital? Instead of doing it there just on Christmas, be like, you know what? It's going digital. Everybody can get it right away. You know how many people would buy that on Christmas Day with their new iPads and their new Apple TVs, buy the interview because they want to see what's going on?
A ton.
Yeah.
Especially with the buzz it has.
They wouldn't have had to put it in theaters.
Yeah, I just, like you said, I've read somebody on Twitter. I think it was one of the actors, just like a random actor. Who is saying that they opened up Pandora's box?
Absolutely,
with that.
That's a great analogy.
If you really think whoever this is, whether it's North Korea or just a group of hackers, their goal was not just to get the interview pulled. Like their goal was to just try and fucking gain control over Sony.
They're clearly trying to. Well, they clearly got control over Sony.
Yeah, easy.
And whether or not it's North Korea, and I think. I don't know whether or not it's actually North Korea. Whoever this person is like winning. If it is North Korea, North Korea is winning by the interview not coming out. If it isn't North Korea, that means there's someone pitting North Korea and America against each other. Which honestly, they probably know isn't that hard. All you have to do is plant some evidence like this, and you start almost a war.
Did you see North Korea went like that? Like the internet went down.
Yeah.
But I was reading that they have. 1,024, compared to the U.S. has billions and billions of, it's like servers.
Oh, yeah.
I was reading an article on BuzzFeed where they interviewed a teacher from North Korea, and, like, when the news broke that, somebody hacked into the United States' internet, the kids didn't know what the internet was. What is the internet?
Yeah.
It just doesn't, so whoever did that. Today to North Korea. I mean, you couldn't have picked something they care less about.
I think it was so funny that the internet got taken down.
Yeah.
Because that's whoever did that is like, that's like a hilarious move to do, is like take down their internet. Because
they think that the whole world relies on it like we do.
Yeah.
Although, I'll tell you what, when I did go to Italy, though, and like in Europe, they are all over their phones. It's all about technology.
Did you have a good internet service in Rome? Italy? I couldn't remember. When I went, I didn't remember. I didn't have a smartphone, I don't think, at that time. I think I still had a Sidekick, so it didn't really matter. But
it was good.
The internet was good?
Yeah. Anything I had to do, because I would want to take pictures during the day and then put them on Facebook just so like, my parents and stuff could see what I was doing. And I didn't have any problems at all. A lot of the hotels have free Wi-Fi now, and I mean, you can fucking get free Wi-Fi on a plane.
Yeah, Wi-Fi is everywhere now. I had Wi-Fi for the first time on Southwest when I went down to Tampa in November.
Did you watch Clifford the Big Red Dog?
I did not. I actually didn't even use it. No. Actually, they offered it. Like all the other times I was on a flight, I'm like, why the fuck can't I check Twitter? why? Give me internet. This is 2010. Give me internet on the plane.
Right.
I want the internet now.
I don't want to go hours and
then
checking.
And then finally, that's like the story of it. Like, and finally, I get internet and I don't use it.
That's funny.
But I don't know. Maybe I would next time. Also, I think it was like you get like limited internet and then you have to pay for like more. I want free internet everywhere. There's no reason why places should have Wi-Fi all the time and for free. There's no reason why people shouldn't have Wi-Fi. If I had a business, I'd advertise free Wi-Fi because that brings people in. It's how they stay.
Absolutely.
All those wireless, like all the cafes that have Wi-Fi. Like, what's the place down the street? Well, I mean, like, Starbucks, obviously, is, like, notorious for having, like,
McDonald's.
Free Wi-Fi. McDonald's has free Wi-Fi now. What's the place in Brood Awakenings?
Yeah.
I go in there, and every time I go in there, I see people, like, college kids, like, with their laptops out and with, like, 10 cups of coffee around their thing. Like, they're occupying a table for most of the day. But guess what? They're buying all your food. They're buying their breakfast, lunch, and dinner at your establishment. So
That's smart. They're not bothering anybody.
I can't do that in North Korea right now.
Nope, because there's no internet.
I don't think they even have cafes.
I feel like they don't have anything. They must be a horrible, horrible life.
Their leader starves them. Starves them.
Yeah.
I don't really understand what's going on over there.
I don't understand how you can still get away with that in the world. It just doesn't seem...
I guess that's why we're like, you know, it's like...
Hey, stop.
We're very not connected to, like, what the rest of the world culture is.
No.
Like, how different it is everywhere.
Yeah.
But that's just, like, that's insane. Like, how could, like, living totally different lives right now?
Yeah.
Like, it's amazing.
It is.
Culture. It's the culture difference. It's, like, insane. I'm very grateful to be in America and be able to do this lovely podcast.
Sit, watch some couple men wrestle with their shirts off.
Do you think if Kim Jong-un and that terrorist organization heard our podcast right now, they would be like, you take down that podcast or else we're going to burn the Taco Bell near my house. If they burned down the Taco Bell near my house, that would be, like, probably the worst, not the worst thing.
I would have to take down the podcast immediately.
Be like, all right, we'll take it down. We take it down.
I'm considering going after just what my spirit changed.
Because you pray your wallet.
Yeah.
I got some change, actually, if you want to borrow some. I'll lend it to you so you can get your burrito.
I appreciate it. I'll think about it.
Okay. I know how much Taco Bell means to a man.
I had planned it out all day. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go to Matt's, and then I'm going to come home after, grab a couple soft-shell tacos on the way, eat it.
Nothing better than planning out you're having Taco Bell because you can, like, get yourself ready and excited to have it.
I'm going to be the nicest guy in the world to the cashier.
Right? It's almost worse when you want Taco Bell and you drive by and you're hungry, but you don't necessarily want Taco Bell, or you just, like, haven't thought of it.
Yeah.
That's crazy to me. But you, like, drive by it and you're like, oh, I'll get Taco Bell. It's almost not as good then.
No.
It's almost like the buildup. It's like when I'm sitting at work and I'm like, all right, I don't have any food at home.
I'm getting Taco Bell.
I'm in Taco Bell. Because then you can, like, plan out your order, you know, what you want.
I agree.
Yeah, that sounds like something.
I don't know. I'll figure something out. I think I'm still going to go. It's in my head now. I really want it. So who do you think is the MVP so far
for the NFL?
Season?
Oh, that's where the game's on.
The reason we're bringing this up is because we're going back and forth. We've got the Broncos at Cincy today. Tonight, actually, I think Broncos are going to win, personally.
Yeah.
They need to. They got to win to keep pace with the Pats.
Right there, that man, Julius Thomas. Julius Thomas is going to be a big... He hasn't been nowhere.
No.
He started off the season so hot and cooled off so fast. I mean, he was, like, semi-injured or whatever, but he's good now.
Does he still have 10 touchdowns?
Yeah. Oh, he has. Well, he had 10 at, like... He had 10 at week 10, I'm pretty sure. Like,
yeah.
He had 10 a long time ago. He gets them in bunches. He gets, like, 2 and 3 a game at the beginning of the season, and then he just craps out. I don't know. So... MVP,
yeah.
I'd have to say it would have to be either Rodgers or J.J. Watt.
I think J.J. Watt.
I think J.J. Watt's a good one. People love the defensive, like, player story. Like,
the quarterback players, is just so common now. Like, it never used to be, but it is.
Defensive players never get MVP.
No.
Never. I can't even tell you when the last time. Did Ray Lewis, he got Super Bowl MVP. Did he ever get, like, MVP season-wise?
He might have.
Even, like, back when, like, Derek Brooks and Warren Sapp, like, individually they won Defensive Player of the Year. Like, they weren't even in the conversation for MVP.
No.
It's, like, totally different.
Yeah.
It's, like, not, like, defensive players don't get MVP.
And the thing is, like, he has 3 touchdowns on offense. He has, like, 5 total.
That's
I mean,
he's
plays both sides of the ball. It's kind of ridiculous. What he's able to do.
He's been the whole package, and he really has been. I mean, on a very, like, disgustingly bad Texans team.
The quarterback is Case Keenum.
Quarterback's one of the big reasons. And, like, I mean, I guess you have, like, bright spots like DeAndre Hopkins. But J.J. Watt on offense. But J.J. Watt has been amazing this year. Does everything, absolutely everything. And he's just like a sack machine. He swats the ball. He catches touchdowns. He pressures the quarterback. He's a freak of nature, number one. It's too bad they couldn't keep Mario Williams.
Mario Williams is nasty.
Clowney next year when he's healthy. Hopefully if he's healthy.
I want the Texans to be good because I like Watt. I mean, he's just a fucking animal.
Yeah. I think they're a few moves away from being competitive.
Who's
they
in their division?
Quarterback. That's the Colts, the Jags, and
Titans.
Yes.
That's not a hard division.
It's not a very hard division.
Like, the Colts are good.
You're playing
Colts.
Second fiddle to the Colts.
Yeah. But, I mean, yeah, you win 10, 11 games.
They have that. The Texans have that. I mean, a couple of years ago with Schaub, they were a powerhouse of a team. They were playing really good. So they need a quarterback. Maybe Jay Cutler moves there in the offseason.
Maybe.
Who knows?
I've never seen a quarterback just not look like he doesn't care.
It's Jay Cutler. Jay Cutler just doesn't care about football.
But, like, you're making $100 million. You can't show some concern?
Nope. Hates it. He just looks miserable out there.
I don't get it. He's absolutely tough one to figure miserable. Out. If I was a Bears fan, I would be so pissed.
Yeah. Yep. Me too. It just, like, sucks, too, because they have such talent. They have Brandon Marshall and Alshon Jeffrey, which is arguably the best tight end, the best wide receiver tandem in the league.
And Forte.
And the best pass-catching running back. I mean, him and Foster.
Yeah,
well, Forte. Bell, I mean, Bell a little bit now, too. Bell's doing it all. Well, but
Forte gets so many receptions, it's
Forte
unreal.
Forte receives. He runs in between the tackles like any other of the best running backs, you know what I mean? I think as far as running backs go this year, I'm probably most surprised by DeMarco Murray.
Yeah.
He came out of nowhere, really. And you know what, though? It's like one of those things that, like, he goes under the radar. But when you look at, like, what he has, it's like, all right, I get it. There's no other, like, competing running back in Dallas. He's healthy. He's a freak athlete anyway. You know what I mean? He was playing pretty good as the backup all the years over there. And now that he has, like, the starting role and he has a good offensive line to run behind, he, like, should be good. He's like, but now everybody realizes it because he's rushing for like something like over 1,500 yards right now.
Yeah.
He had the first 10 games of the season with 100 yards or plus a game.
Romo's having a great year, too.
He's got to be Cowboys.
I think it's going to be Cowboys Seahawks.
You think it's going to be
Cowboys? If that somehow works out, yeah.
I could see that. The Cowboys are dangerous. Des Bryant is too good. Des Bryant is just unbelievable. DeMarco Murray is playing out of his mind. And Tony Romo's been on his game this year. He's just been playing the best football he's ever played this year. It's unbelievable. Even having his back get shattered halfway through the season, it's amazing that he's still playing.
I don't think he gets the credit he deserves. Like people, because he's made some mistakes, obviously, in big time games. But
until he wins, how excited do you think that him and Jerry Jones would be if they won a Super Bowl this year? Jerry Jones would probably die from the excitement.
Yep.
Jerry Jones would probably,
especially with Romo,
collapse,
the guy
collapse
yeah.
on the field and die from the excitement.
Because he's won before, but I think that he's just so sick of people ragging on Romo and saying how mediocre the Cowboys are. You know, once they win, he's just gonna go nuts. He's probably just gonna get a bunch of strippers, a bunch of drugs, just have himself one final hurrah.
Yeah, I think so. Absolutely. And that's what he's waiting for. He's waiting for He's looking for a Super Bowl. He wants it.
Yeah.
He wants it. And he wants Romo to have it. As much as, like, they, like, have the riff of, like, they want the draft Manziel and shit.
Nah, he wants Romo to have it. Romo's been nothing but a class act for them.
Speaking of class acts, and that's nobody on the Buccaneers organization, by the way.
Or the 49ers. Can't believe the way you're treating Jim Harbaugh.
My condolences.
What a piece of shit.
Yeah.
I love Harbaugh. I hope he goes somewhere and he wins a million games.
You don't think he's going to be? He's definitely not going to be on the team next year. I don't get that. What is the deal with that? Is it front end stuff?
Yeah, it's the management. It's the general manager Jed York. Because Harbaugh wants complete control over draft picks and all that shit. And they don't want to give it to him.
Yeah, well, he's a player's coach. He wants the personnel he wants.
Right, and they started spreading rumors that the players didn't like him. You know what I mean? They started putting
that sounds like
media.
A lot of the shady shit that was going on in Tampa with Schiano last year. They were saying that, like, Schiano rigged the voting for captain so Freeman didn't get it. I mean, Freeman shouldn't have gotten it anyway because he's a fucking bum. I don't even know where he is now. He's probably home listening to the podcast. Well, Freeman.
Eating his pork rinds.
But, I mean, that's what they do with Schiano. And I don't think Schiano was the right choice anyway.
But still, like, why do you have to? Why does it have to go down like
why
that?
It's just crazy. I feel like now, more than ever, like, I feel like in the 90s, and I didn't really pay attention to football that keenly when I was, like, younger, like, as far as, like, organizations and head coaches go. But, like, I feel like in the 90s, there was way less coach, like, changes and switches and hires. And
you had franchises, yeah. Even if they didn't win Super Bowls,
you had the same coach. I feel like every year the Oakland Raiders have a new coach, the Jaguars have a new coach, the Bucks have a new coach, the Lions have a new coach, the the Vikings have new coaches. I feel like there's not that much change. There wasn't that much changeover, like, say, like 10, 12 years ago.
No, they didn't.
It wasn't.
And I can't imagine all the changeover is good for teams, like their morale and all that stuff.
Well, you don't. If you don't hire the right people, it doesn't gain any speed. Look at the Jaguars. I mean, even look at the Bucks now.
Yeah.
Like, look at the Jaguars. They haven't been good since, like, maybe when Garrard was there. They made the playoffs, like, 1 year, like, yeah, 5 years
really
ago.
They weren't really good.
But they weren't really good. But when you keep switching coaches like that, you get to a point where no players are making momentum they're getting coached by one person and they're getting coached by another person. They're not making momentum. And then you have times where you bring in a coach and maybe that coach doesn't like a certain player because he didn't draft them.
Yeah.
Like coaches and organizations and GMs, they look for different things in different players. And that's what happened kind of with Freeman. And really what happened with Glennon is because Schiano drafted Glennon. But Lovey wasn't a Glennon guy, so he never really gave him the vote of confidence to begin with. Glennon really didn't pan out either. But if you look at Freeman, Freeman was drafted by John Gruden.
Yeah.
John Gruden's last year. Raheem Morris takes over the next year, and he's not a Freeman guy.
Nah.
He's not that's not the type of quarterback that Raheem Morris would coach. So, you know, it's like stuff like that. So you got, like, the coaches in Oakland and Jacksonville. And even though I think Oakland has a bright future, but it's hard. It's hard to gain any momentum. So all the bad teams that you think are bad teams, they stay bad teams forever.
Yeah.
Like, indefinitely, for a long time. It's a very long rebuilding process. And you have to get guys like Stafford and Calvin Johnson to make the Lions even relevant anymore. Think about before they drafted Megatron, he panned out as one of the best receivers in the league,
yeah.
One of the best receiver, and Matt Stafford, who's like serviceable. Like, they were nothing before them, and they happened to get them. And I think they would still be on the downward trend if they didn't happen to draft Megatron. Like that, they would still be.
No, yeah, he's a game changer. He absolutely is.
Yeah, he changes it for the whole team, and then you start building around Megatron, and you don't have to worry about the coaching at that point.
No. Yeah, I agree. I liked it better when the coaches kind of stuck around and, like you said, got their players and. And it worked, because, like, that's why I'm kind of glad at least Harbaugh had Kaepernick for his first 2 years. Whoever they bring in, I mean, it's not like we have a better option, but Harbaugh really liked Kaepernick.
Yeah.
I like Kaepernick, too. I think he's going to be a good quarterback.
Do you think he's going to stay on the 49ers?
I hope so, unless they can find someone who wants to take his contract, which is probably not likely.
What? You never know. He would be an interesting play in Washington.
Yeah,
they're looking for a quarter. They're looking for they're really in a shitty spot because they thought they had their franchise quarterback. I don't think RG3 is that guy. Look at this, John Cena with two guys on.
Oh,
that's absolutely amazing. He's so strong.
He really is. And I don't really mind this because, I mean, if you're going to go see Lesnar, you have to make him look as strong as possible.
They need Lesnar back.
Yeah. That was a good match, I'll tell you. John Cena versus Seth Rollins just had the opening match of Monday Night Raw, and a very good match.
It was. It was a good match.
Probably the best.
I mean, no one's denying Rollins' talent. It's just that he needs to be a little bit better on the mic. How much of a backseat has the case taken to everything?
They haven't really mentioned it in a long time.
I almost the other day, I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. He has the case. But it just like seems like it's like part of his gimmick at this point, like part of his like uniform. He just goes out with the case, with the Money in the Bank case. It's really funny.
He's going to have to do something with it soon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, do
you think like the Rumble?
Good. Cashes in. Because last week, the way Roy ended last week was Heyman like handshake Rollins like, hey. We have a deal now, type of thing.
Do you think that Reigns comes back and faces Rollins? Do you think that it's going to be Reigns Rollins eventually?
Eventually, yeah. I don't know what.
What do you think the chances are? Lesnar's going to have the belt at Mania, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I think.
Why would they be doing this if he wasn't, right? He has to have it. But I don't see, like, I guess Reigns could go up against Lesnar, but I would hate for, like, Rollins to stay with Cena. I want, like.
Yeah.
Or you think, like.
They might do, like, a triple threat.
Maybe, like, Reigns wins at Mania and Rollins cashes in on Reigns.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Right? He'll have it for a full year, right? Didn't he? When did he get
it? I think he won it at Money in the Bank. Yeah.
There you go, going for Thomas early. A little too late for my fantasy season, but
Hey, better late than never. That's what I always say.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Not in fantasy.
That's true.
It's always late. And it's always never.
Is that what you're saying?
That's my saying.
Julius Thomas, he has been a little bit of a disappointment, but you know what? There really hasn't, besides Gronk, there has not been a good consistent tight end. And even him, the first three or four games, he didn't really do anything.
Yeah.
Jimmy Graham's disappeared. Antonio Gates has actually had a good year. But, like, you got, like, games like Charles Clay yesterday, 114 yards. Like, every other game, he's got two points, 1 point. But, yeah, if I'm kind of glad fantasy football's over.
Yeah.
It's such an emotional roller coaster.
It's nice. I got nothing to look forward to now, though. I just get to enjoy football now, I guess. I don't have to worry about the constraints of my favorite team or
still do FanDuel.
Yeah, you can still do FanDuel. I'm done though. I'm getting out of the game. I was gonna do that playoff pool with that guy I was talking about. I don't think I'm gonna do it. I think I'm gonna stop. I think I'm gonna quit while I'm ahead.
By ahead,
I mean $150 in the hole from all the fantasy leagues that I bought into.
Far behind.
Yes, far, far behind. So while I'm behind, I'm gonna quit and not get in the hole anymore. I don't have to root for the Bucks anymore because they are going to hopefully have the number one overall pick next year in the draft.
Did they win yesterday?
They lost.
Okay.
They lost 30-3.
Oh, God.
To the Packers.
Well.
Packers are good.
Yeah.
We beat the Steelers this year, who are the number one offense. I don't understand.
It's odd. They're an odd team. I'll give you that. The last 2 years have been kind of like particularly heartbreaking.
Fucking awful, man. They are so heartbreaking. It's ridiculous. They should be good. They're so good on paper. I like Mike Evans next year. I like Mike Evans with the possibility of Marcus Mariota or Jameis Winston coming in next year.
Yeah. You think Jameis is going to be good in a...
You know what? I thought for the beginning Jameis was going to be the better one. And then everybody's saying Mariota and he won a Heisman. And yeah, he has the numbers to back it up. But then I'm listening to like ESPN and they're doing like their mock drafts. And they're saying that Marcus Mariota is the number one quarterback to go and probably the number one overall pick. But they're saying if Jameis Winston didn't have off-field issues, then he would be the number one guy selected. Well, so
he's maybe sexually assaulting everybody. So.
Yeah, I can't be doing that. Although I think all the charges or whatever got dropped. I saw that update yesterday.
Obviously.
What was that?
That was a yawn. Obviously. You know how much money he makes for Florida State? You can't suspend him.
And I'm
so that Jameis Winston sneakers to all the little children?
I think that the Bucks would draft Marcus Mariota, but what is this? Kane? Kane with the hairs. Oh, Kane, you grump. You Scrooge.
Oh, God.
Oh, Fandango's wearing a shirt now.
Just give it up. Shirt. They got to give up on Fandango. He's done. He's done for. Jack Swagger. You know he's a 49er fan?
He is?
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Hey.
That's an American right there.
We hang out sometimes.
Do you?
No. I wish we did.
Maybe the only thing I was Zeb Coulter.
You think he's really horribly racist?
Yeah.
He seems like he would be.
Absolutely. You couldn't really do anything with him. Like, you couldn't go anywhere to eat.
No.
You know, like, go to a bar. You couldn't
any
really,
crowded place.
Unless it was in, like, Texas or, like, the Deep South.
Mm.
You couldn't really go anywhere with him.
Kind of like Neil.
But just like Neil. But I would definitely like hang out at home and have a few beers with Zeb Coulter.
Absolutely. Yeah. Tell you some fun stories.
I don't know if you'd call them fun.
Disturbing stories?
Disturbing stories is where you're going with that.
You think about Rosa Mendez.
Yeah.
She's something.
She's very pretty. She's very beautiful.
I don't know.
She
doesn't have much talent.
Oh, as far as talent?
I like Summer Rae better.
Yeah, Summer Rae's way better.
Like,
she sells stuff better.
Rosa doesn't even dance.
No, yeah. Summer Rae's definitely a better other half for Fandango. But they got Summer Rae doing bigger, better things now. Kind of, I guess.
Just going on Total Divas. Honestly, though, they probably... I can't imagine that Divas, like, really hate that. Like,
yeah.
It's you're an hour on fucking primetime TV.
They like it. Yeah. That honestly solidifies them as staying in the WWE.
Exactly.
You can't fire somebody who has a TV show.
No.
I mean, that would be terrible
for business.
I do wish they'd give the Divas the time that they give the women's division in NXT.
Yeah.
It's just the matches and the storylines are so, so much better.
Why is it not good on the other side?
They don't give them enough time, and the storylines aren't about like jealous boyfriends or jealous girl, like all that shit. It's like just to see who's better. Like, the main one in NXT is Charlotte and Sasha Banks.
Yeah, yeah,
and Charlotte is a legitimate Flair. You know, she's Ric Flair's daughter. And she, her main thing is, like, I was born to do this. And she's awesome. She's unreal. But Sasha Banks is like, you know, you're given everything in your life, blah, blah, blah. It's like a, it's a storyline rooted in real life. It's not just stupid bullshit stuff. And the matches were just, I mean, it's not even close. But, like, Natalya and stuff, she can wrestle. Mm, they just don't really give her the, ooh. I like the Harper-Ziggler feud.
Yeah, it's not because Ziggler can wrestle with a lot of different guys.
Exactly.
Ziggler can wrestle with a lot of different guys, and Harper is very, like, loose and, like, quick on his feet. He's not, like, a clunky, like, big guy. Who's this nerd?
Tom Phillips. So, the reason I was going to stop you, did you see the Cristiano Ronaldo statue today?
Oh, the one where he has a boner?
What the hell is that about?
When you're making that statue and you come across the part where it's his pants, why don't you just make it? It's a
flat. Yeah,
flat. Why does it have to?
And he is like his.
Why do you have to see? It's eye level.
Yeah.
Why do you have to see his bulge?
I don't know.
If you're gonna show it, just show it. Don't show it fucking like.
It's just so weird poking through. I don't know. And you see him in the picture though. He's like so proud of it. Like that guy. He loves himself. I mean, I don't blame him. He is a very handsome guy, but
yeah.
Still,
he's a very handsome guy. I can't believe he's only 29.
Yeah, I feel like he's been playing forever.
I feel like he's been playing forever too.
Probably has.
Yeah, yeah, that's probably true too.
I like the white IC belt.
I was just going to say that. I'm so happy that that was Cody brought that back.
He's the man.
Yeah, he carried around in the sack.
Yep.
And now I love Stardust. I love Stardust and Goldust.
Me too.
They're awesome.
Unfortunately, they're fighting a New Day, which is
I. Where the hell? Who were they high when they decided on that storyline?
They had to be
a New Day.
It's so stupid.
Are you kidding me? That's the worst thing ever.
It's so dumb, and that's too bad because like I don't really know Xavier Woods that well, but Kofi and Big E are good. Ooh, pick six for the Denver defense. Anyone playing Denver in your fantasy championship? You just got a pick six from Aqib Talib. Andy Dalton sucks ass. He is terrible.
Yeah. What happened?
Oh, actually,
I guess AJ Green with a tip.
Oh.
Ooh, how's he gets this?
Wow.
Wow.
That's impressive.
Yeah, that's a good play by Talib.
That's a former Buccaneer, right?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, you know what? They couldn't keep him and Revis. You know, why would you do that?
No, imagine having those two guys. That would be terrible.
That would be bad. Why keep Revis, too? Why pay him the money? We're going to give it all to the punter. Give all the money to the punter. That's what you do. You don't pay a cornerback. Why'd you do that? It's awful. I don't know what happened to Andy Dalton. He was good. He was very good.
Where did he go to college? New Mexico?
I don't know. I have no idea. I remember he was like... What class? What draft class was he? That was like 4 years ago, right? Dalton.
I think so. Was
Dalton in the draft class with Luck?
He might have been. Luck was what, 2012?
Maybe. Let me look it up. Let me get a fact check real quick on this. Andy Dalton. Andrew Gregory Dalton is his middle name. Maybe we should start calling him Greg. What do you think?
Hey, I think it's perfect.
College, Texas Christian, 2011 draft, second round, 35th pick of the second round. I'm sorry, 35th overall, second round. Okay, so in the 2011 NFL draft, let's see who went. Okay, so J.J. Watt went in that. Let's go by quarterbacks. 12 quarterbacks were taken in this draft.
Really? Seems high.
I'm trying to think who was in this class with him. Oh, was Tebow in this class?
Yeah, I think he was, actually.
Hold on. Why is it not? Why am I not getting this?
I don't see. Why don't you just... Jeremy Hill is nasty.
Is he going to be gone?
You think he would have? Oh, wow. Second gear.
He's gone.
Wow. Very impressive right there. Was that 80 yards? Maybe more? 85 yards. See, I'm still under the impression that someone needs to adopt the touchdown celebration of just throwing the ball as far as you can to the stands.
Okay, so here we go. You want to hear who's drafted with Dalton?
Yes, I do.
Cam Newton, first overall.
Makes sense.
Number two, the boy who's playing right now, Von Miller. Or is he still hurt?
Nice playing.
All right, Von Miller. Marcel Darius. A.J. Green, which is actually kind of funny.
Oh, wow.
So A.J. Green and Dalton were taken the same year. It's kind of funny. You got Patrick Peterson, Julio Jones, Alden Smith, Jake Locker.
Wow. That is a Tyron stack. Smith.
Yeah. Because J.J. Watt, Nick Fairley.
For the Lions?
Yeah. He was what came from A&M. From A&M. Not A&M. Auburn. Adrian Claiborne, the Buccaneer. That's right. You got Adrian Claiborne. Good. He is hurt right now. Bruce Carver, Jarvis Jenkins, Orlando Franklin, Lance Kendricks, Daquan Bauer is good. New day. This is the worst gimmick. This is
Biggie's
the worst
new thing. Is he sweats a lot? That's good. That's a good That's gimmick.
His new thing.
Yeah.
Really?
He always has a handkerchief. He's always wiping his head.
It's called. Why is it New Day and why they wear all blue? Why can't they just call it the Blue Day?
I don't know. Honestly, there's not a lot about that that makes a lot of sense to me. Oh, all the bunnies are in a neck brace because Kane tombstoned him. Did you see this?
No.
Kane tombstoned a bunny. When we say a bunny, it's a human being dressed in a bunny costume.
How does the bunny head not come off?
I don't know. That's very impressive.
It's very impressive that the bunny's head hasn't come off. This is why he has a neck brace on.
Yep.
Oh. The bunny, not the bunny. What do you think about Adam Rose?
I think he could be a good character. I mean, I don't think any of these, like, happy, like, a new day, like, those type of things aren't going to work. So you need a dark side to you, every character.
Yeah.
Unless you just want to be a goofball.
I can do without like the whole posse, too.
Yeah.
I can do without it. I just
unless they're going to help him.
I want to see wrestling. I understand they need to balance it. Like, they need to have people that are, like, interested in this, like, the real storylines and stuff. But I'd rather him not. I feel like he's outgrown his, like, posse thing, like, where everybody lives.
Yeah.
I feel like that's done. When did he debut on Raw? Like right after Mania?
Yeah. It was after Mania. I don't know. I just don't understand why, like, your writing team can't come up with something better than Adam Rose or
New Day.
Fandango. Like, what the hell is that? I had to know that was not gonna work. I just don't get it.
I'm trying to think of, like, back in, like, the Attitude Era, like when we used to watch, like, 10 years ago, like, who are the guys now? They're gonna be like the guys that were like, you know what I mean? Like the jokes, like the guys who were like, oh yeah, like he was good, but you knew he was never gonna amount to anything.
Yeah,
I'm trying to think. Like Val Venus.
Maybe Val Venus or like guys like guys Big Boss like, Man.
And yeah, like guys like that. Like that you were like, well, that's like a terrible gimmick, not a terrible gimmick.
The Godfather.
You just know that like those are like the joke guys that are never gonna be taken seriously.
Right, Steve Blackman. Yeah, exactly. People like that.
Like
yeah.
what guy at WrestleMania ever headlined and have a bunny in his corner?
Nobody.
The serious guys headline WrestleMania. You get all these guys, and some of them will never grow out of it. Some of them, you know, when Ziggler first was on, he was part of the Spirit Squad.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah. He definitely made the most of his...
Oh, absolutely. He climbed a lot. And too bad, like... Oh, God. That was pretty good. How about... it's too bad that... Zack Ryder.
Yeah. He should have made it.
Such a fan favorite. He can blow the roof off a lot of places.
And he was good, and they just never gave him a shot. That I never understood. It's because he made it on his own.
Yeah. He like, went online and, like, forced WWE to have him make it, which is, like, smart on his part.
But, like, I just don't... I don't know. I don't understand. Oh, God. Oh. Adam Rose just beat the shit out of a bunny. And there's a really fat elf.
I also want to know, who are all these people that dress up as this thing? Do they, like, work for WWE? Like,
they get independent wrestlers from whatever town they're in.
Oh, they get, like, new people every time?
Yeah.
That's really, really funny. That's wild.
Yeah, so they'll get, which is actually kind of cool, because you have some of the, some are, like, some really good independent talent that just kind of play Rosebuds.
Yeah.
But they're really good. There are a lot of people that still aren't discovered by WWE, and actually I've been reading a lot of, oh, Jesus. A lot of guys don't really want to go there now, because they're afraid of how they're going to get repackaged, or...
Yeah, I can see that. I'm actually kind of surprised that, Steam Owens, came over.
Yeah, I think that they knew, though. Like, they're not going to change him. Like, they haven't changed the main guys. Yeah. You know, like, Rollins is the same. Ambrose is the same.
Yeah.
I think Owens is going to stay just as that nut. But he's not really a bad guy. People cheer him because he's so awesome.
Because he's the man. Everybody loves him before he gets there. That's, like, one thing that's ruined... Like, not ruined wrestling, but it's definitely changed it. I was listening to a podcast with Jericho. He was on Kevin Smith's Smodcast.
Mm-hmm.
And he was saying that, like, back, like, when he started wrestling up in Canada, when he started wrestling and before he went over to Japan, like, it was territories, and nobody knew wrestlers outside your territory unless you worked with them, or unless you traveled and did the circuits, or unless you read up on things. Like, nobody actually knew what a crowd reaction would be for, like, someone like Steen, or, like, unless you were there.
Right.
You can read about it all you want, but a crowd can't react to it. The reason why these crowds come week in and week out and cheer Steen or cheer Owens or cheer Cena or boo Cena is because they go off of what they see on Raw.
Right.
It changes the game completely. And now guys, like, they already have a following, you know, they come to WWE, and it's hard to make characters like that. And I can't fault WWE on that. It's really hard to make a character when they're already basically the character is set for you.
Yeah.
Like, the hardest thing is going from heel to face.
Absolutely.
I mean, you can go to heel. Anybody can be a bad guy.
Right.
Not anybody. It's tough, but it's a lot easier than taking a heel and
trying to make him a good guy. Yeah,
can't do it.
I don't know how they did it with Sheamus,
especially if they're already labeled as a bad guy. It's like, or he's like labeled as a guy like you boo or whatever.
Yeah,
and like in the case of Owens, like there's no way that he could be a heel. There's no way he could be a believable heel.
Right.
When everybody cheers him, you can't have that.
Like he can do heel things like he's been doing.
But no, it doesn't matter. Yeah, exactly. He's like what he's.
They still cheer for him. They still fight Owens fight
because they love him. Yeah,
I agree.
Can't blame WWE for that. I can blame them, though, for New Day. I will blame them for New Day.
The writing is just subpar. The best storylines were so good because it was rooted in something real life. Yeah. You know, they're not anymore.
They need to do a shake-up with the storyline. They need to really, like, bring it back to, like...
Well, I think that's going to... You'll see that if... from WrestleMania on, watch how much better the storylines get when they have a champ who's there all the time. Because their storyline, when they don't have something to build around, when it's just like Seth Rollins is fighting John Cena because they don't like each other type thing. You need a lot of these feuds need a title. And I think if Reigns or whoever is the one who wins it at WrestleMania 31, if it goes to a full-time guy again, that's going to be huge. As long as it's not Cena, because Cena having the title is not going to help anything.
Yeah, no, it's not going to help anything. He doesn't. Cena getting the belt doesn't help anybody at any time. He's done. He's done. Like he had his time. Like him getting the belt is too predictable. That's why I think they're like it's stupid. The Lesnar's not on Raw because there's no progression with that storyline.
Yeah, and it's your main one.
Yeah, and like it's so stupid because like you have nothing. You have there's not even like the like threat of. The champion having to defend on Raw. Everybody knows that the belt is not going to change hands on Raw.
No, it's not.
Everybody knows that it's not going to change hands on Raw. But you have the matches, and then you have actually like, whoa, is WWE going to like throw a curveball and have the belt get lost on Raw?
Yeah.
But you can't even get to that
because the guy who has the belt's not even there. Yeah.
Because they're not going. It's not there. There's no fear for it. All these matches mean nothing. You want to face the champion. The champion should be on at least twice a month.
I agree.
At least have two Raws a month with the champion on. It's crazy. It's like they combine the two belts and then the belt hasn't been on Raw.
Yeah.
Do you think that they wrapped Hornswoggle in one of those boxes?
Either him or the bull. Because that's how.
He has to stay in the whole time. Oh, we forgot about him. We didn't poke holes.
Hey, fake snow. It's actually a nice touch. Oh, God. Imagine so getting punched in the face by Big Show.
Big Show and Reigns. I would not want to get punched in the face by Big Show.
His hands are so big.
Look at them. Yeah, they're insane. They're huge. It would just, your face would just break.
Yeah.
Your face would just break. Or it would fall off your body. Your head would roll off your shoulders.
Yeah. I think he could possibly do that.
Your whole, if he really hit you like square on, he could probably like cover my whole face with his fist.
Yeah.
And my face would just
break every bone at once.
Yeah, and it would just be a whole bruise in the shape of a giant meat hook.
I don't know how I feel about Roman Reigns.
I can't wait for Roman Reigns. I love Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
Can't get enough.
I wish they'd change his outfit up a little bit. It looks like he's wearing, like, khaki pants.
I want him to just wear what he wore in the Shield.
Yeah.
I want the vest. I want him to be, like, a fucking, like
a SWAT.
Badass. Yeah, SWAT guy. It's badass. He does that so good.
Yeah.
Than nobody else. He gets the crowd going, too.
Yeah, he does.
He's kind of, like, what his character is kind of, like, a mix between The Rock early on and Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
Because he does like kind of like the Hulk up thing.
Yeah.
Kind of does like not where it's like everybody's punching him. He's not feeling anything.
He just stopped. Like, he just stopped feeling
it.
Yeah.
He can like get like the momentum that he gains and how fast he gains it.
Yeah.
And like, and kind of like The Rock, where like The Rock used to, when The Rock was on a hot streak, he'd go through his moves kind of like how Cena does, but quicker and faster and like more powerful. Like he goes through, he does a Superman punch, he punches the ground, he gets like the crowd going,
yeah,
just like The Rock used to.
I agree.
And the same thing with like Hogan and hulking up and like getting ready for like the leg drop and everything, like all this, and that's awesome. And I think he's just like, first of all, he's a physical specimen. He's absolutely enormous, but. And he's not half bad on the microphone. He's not terrible.
I'm not worried about him on the microphone at all because he never really had to talk on the Shield, so he'll get there eventually.
No. Yeah.
The only thing I'm worried about is the way he doesn't have any beginning or middle to his matches. Like, he finishes better than anybody.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But
yeah,
he needs to get some transitional moves and just different things.
When that's the only problem with a wrestler, I'm not worried because...
Exactly.
Because they're professional wrestlers. They can add more moves to their repertoire. They can work on that. If you don't have the natural charisma or like mic skills that some guys have, if you don't have even like a good base, then you're going to be nothing. You'll fade out. And he obviously has the charisma.
Everybody yeah, he does.
Loves him.
Yeah.
Everybody loves him, and he just like the way he like carries himself, and even the way he does some like taped, like how he just taped that promo and like does like the little smile, and like people go nuts for that shit. Not to mention he has, like, the perfect hair for wrestling.
Yes, he does.
He has, like, the perfect hair. Like, long, like, jet black.
Yeah, I think he'll be fine. You just gotta give him a little time. Plus, he missed a couple months, too.
Yeah, no, yeah. And I don't think he's back at 100% yet.
No.
Well, he might be, like, being able to wrestle at 100%, but as far as, like, maybe his, like, cardio and all that stuff, it might not be back up to where he was.
Yeah. And people are like, oh, he's not gonna be ready for wrestling. It's 4 months away. How the hell do you know he's gonna look like in 4 months? It would be cool. I did read a cool scenario today, though, that the final three in the Rumble are Reigns, Ambrose, and Rollins. How cool would that be?
That would be awesome. That would be amazing.
Because you know they're eventually probably going to have a triple threat match against each other at WrestleMania.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
But I don't... Cool. Yeah. That would
but right now, Ambrose is still kind of like...
With Wyatt.
Like he's with but he's like still cool with Reigns.
Yeah,
they don't. They're like.
Still, but it would be cool, like for them to do the final three in the Rumble. And, I mean, they both hate Rollins, but then it ends up it'd have to be every man for himself, eventually.
Yeah,
I think that would be cool.
That would be so cool.
I kind of hope like Cena isn't in the final four or whatever.
Yeah.
Jesus.
That was a trip.
Yeah,
right? That was definitely a trip.
I think Wayne's got like too close to him.
Yeah.
He wasn't supposed to go that far off the ropes, because Big Show got the head of steam and then he just kept going. Jesus! Oh my God!
Look at his knee almost buckled.
Ugh.
His knee should be buckled. Look at those knees, like they're bent inward. Oh my God! That looks horrible.
It must be so painful. I was reading stuff on Andre the Giant today. Just some of the stuff, like he said he couldn't sleep in a bed. Imagine going on a plane. He used to fly to Japan all the time. How uncomfortable do you think that was for him?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely uncomfortable.
And like 18-20 hour flights. Fuck that.
Yeah, that's crazy. It's gotta be tough being a big man like that.
It's gonna be way better being like a, when you're traveling all the time, being a tiny guy.
Yeah.
I even like sometimes, like, I'm not like the biggest guy, but I'm not small by any means. So planes are not exactly that like, they're not amazingly comfortable for me.
But it's definitely a benefit from a travel perspective to be a little smaller.
Yeah. Well, I think we did about an hour on the podcast. I think maybe we wrap it up there this week. What do you think?
Got anything else you want to tell the fans before we leave?
I don't know. I don't think so. Got a couple nice discussions going on. You know, start off with blind people and work our way through football.
Sorry if we were all over the place, but that's what these podcasts are going to be.
Yeah, like. I think that's what
unless we get somebody on, which would be awesome.
If you have any suggestions for who you think would be awesome on the podcast, tweet at us, tweet at them. We can do call-ins. We can do anything. We want to get people on the show. We want to get people here talking and having fun. So, and that's where it's going to go from there. But you know where to find us, youtube.com/TheAverageNobodies, @AverageNobodies on Twitter, facebook.com/TheAverageNobodies, and, of course, our blog, which is brand new, looking great, if you ask me.
Looks gorgeous.
AverageNobodies.com. It's fantastic. You should check it out. New color scheme. We got Bill Paxton in the header image. He's Jesus at the Final Supper. The Last Supper, not the Final Supper.
It was the Final Supper, though.
It's the Final Supper. We're going to say it's the Final Supper.
I think they had it wrong on these
And shows. All of the apostles
are us.
Our heads cropped onto the bodies, which is horribly offensive.
It is, but you know what?
And Bill Paxton over Jesus' head.
It's probably very offensive as well. You know what,
Bill Paxton is Bill Paxton.
Exactly.
He'll do what he wants. I haven't seen Jesus save Helen Hunt from a twister.
No.
Nope.
Or discover the Titanic.
Yeah, well.
Couldn't say it better. Anyway, hey, thanks, everybody. Have a happy holiday.
Thank you. And a Merry Christmas to you, Ryan, and to everybody out there. And you have yourselves a week.
Hey, have yourselves a week. Enjoy. Don't eat too much ham.
Ham.
Ham.